We're holding Daf Samach Beis, Omid Beis, seven lines from the top. Mosiv Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. So before we start the Gemara, just a brief recap on the sugya, which is what we learned yesterday, which is negated today. There's something called hoyel. Hoyel means if someone on Yontif is baking, so it is laru, tzarech lechol nefesh. Let's say it's 10 minutes before the end of the Yontif, you can't bake anymore. It's not tzarech lechol nefesh anymore. But Zog de Gemara, you're making a whole feast. Who you make it for? Where's the het of Eichel Nefesh? So there's a svara. Rabbi says Hoyel v'sdamne le'orchin. That means you can have a knock on the door. 10 minutes fashkia, 20 people walk in. They'll eat whatever you're making. So mainly, there's a Hoyel v'sdamne le'orchin. There's no problem of consider that you're baking for Chol. You're baking for Yontif. That's called a fear for Yontif. The Gemara has a kash on Omer Aleph, and the Gemara says we find put faket the svaras over here. When you shecht, not you shecht, the korban, let's say, is being nizrak by a koyin, l'shem areilim that are not menuyin. If the oral is not monuy, that's called shinui bailim. Now, that is the machloikas Rabbi Rav Chisda. According to Rabbi, it's not even called shinui bailim. If you think about a tree bark, is that called shinui bailim? Of course not. It has to be someone that's meinyono, mina machriv, like a Bechonon says. So if you think about someone who's not a monui and he's not an oral, so if that's not even shinui bailim, according to Rabbi. Rav Chisda says it is shinui bailim. You know why? Because since the person can mal himself, it's biyodai that what? That he can mal himself. So Mamela hoyel that he can mal himself. So Mamela, it's considered shinui bailim because he's not mina menuyin. And even though now he's an oil, but he could mal himself, so it's considered that it's mina machim, so to speak, that you're thinking about someone that is not part of the equation. Now you asked yesterday, what do you mean? But himself, it's called the mulim and arelim. We're not talking about himself. We're talking about a kohen being zayrik. Only for the arelim. Only for one person. For arelim. That Rav Ashi said before, that would be a problem. Come to Kuli Alma. So over here, there's a machlokes Rabbi Rav Chisda. Do we say that by eina menuyin, and that our arelim, is that considered shinu bailim? Or do we say, no, it's not, no shaykhas at all. So Rav Chisda says, hoyel, he come out himself. Fek Gemara Stira, Rav Chisda in Bayez don't say hoyel. The Gemara says, l'chumri, he says hoyel. And in Bayez, the kula. And Rabbit's not fair, because over there he says hoyel, you don't need a maisa. The guests just have to walk into the door. Over here you need a maisa mila. That was the Gemara that we learned yesterday. Now it happens to be, I mentioned yesterday afterwards, there's a Gevaldige Kasher, Bikivega says, if let's say hoyel, the guy is located in a forest and there's nobody around him. Do you say Hoyel is Damna Le Orchim? The closest person is Chutz Atchum. Do you say Hoyel? Pashas, you don't say. Frekdim Kivega, if you learn that Mesu Ochim Machas Mila, and that's the case of Oral, you're not allowed to take a bris mila. It's Sakron Sefoshes. So we see that you say Hoyel, even though it involves an Issa, when a person is located in a forest, the closest neighbor is Chutz Atchum. We don't say Hoyel is Damna Le Orchim. How come over here we see clearly you say Hoyel and Rav Chisda, even though it involves an issa that boil a takin nafshe mace. If you say that he's tam an oral, they didn't want to take a bris, he does tshuva, that's not an issa. But I forget, it's a mitzvah. But if we're talking about mace, machas mila, tzakaras afash, it's also, yet we see that it's boil a takin nafshe, even though it means it involves an issa. Now, obviously, you can answer l'chumra and l'kula. But David Pavarsky in Shurim says, alom l'shechilik. He says, when the question is being oifa michoil l'yontif, so vibalt the orchim cannot come chutz etchum, I'm baking l'choil. You need the metzias, the ability for them to come. You're baking l'chol. They're not here. They can't show up. You're living in the forest, secluded. So it's called oifel l'chol. When it comes to our sugya, we don't need the metzias of mila. Our sugya is a question of, is it called shinu bailim? So the question was, Rabbi says it's not called shinu bailim because they're not menuyim and they're arelim. On that, Rav Chisda says, It's called shinu bailim. For the din of shinu bailim, it's biyodim to be mal. Is it mutav? It's also, of course it's also. After they do it, of course it works. They can eat. But the point is, you don't need the metzias dika. You don't need, over there you need the metzias to be considered oifel leyontif. Over here, you need that it's considered shinu bailim because they are minyona, since they could mal themselves. Now the Gemara continues as follows. Seven lines from the top, samach beizom and beiz. Mosif rafunu begini abishua, ha-pesach she'ovra shnosoi. If you have a Pesach, one of the conditions of a Korban Pesach it has to be 1 year old. If it's Ovah Shnosoi, it's not, it's a Pesul, it's a Pesul. Now Rashi interestingly says, She'ovah Shnosoi, when was the animal born? She'noilad Ishtaka, they was born exactly a year ago. Koidim Ishchodesh Nissen. That means it's over a year, right? Yeah. The Blazer Moshe Horowitz and others, the Yavits, they Bavorn, In that goes, why does Rashi have to say it was born before Shchosh Nissan? Say it was born before Yudal and Nissan last year. Oh, it's 1 year, is 1 year. Why have to be 1 year and 2 weeks? So, Ebleizer Moshe Horowitz says a Gavalda Geteretz. He says, there's a Shita in Yuma Daf Samachay, Rebbe holds that a year in Kochim is not lunar like the moon, it's solar like the sun. The difference between the sun and the moon is 11 days. So we couldn't say it was born Yud Gimel Nissan. That would be considered a protection also of a solar year. So we mainly have to say before it's Chodesh Nissan. So it comes out exactly a year. Gavalda Geteretz. Oh, so what's the case? A Pesach she'ov Rosh Nosoi, that a year elapsed. So now, what is a Pesach Shloi Bizmanoi? It's called a Shlomim. V'shochtoi Bizmanoi Lishmoi, and it's Erev Pesach. You have a carbon Shlomim on Erev Pesach. And you're shechting it, Lishmoi L'shem Pesach. Now, what's the din? The Mishnah in Zvachim Dabez. Kol Hazvachim. No, possible by Pesach. Kol Hazvachim She'nishru Shloi Lishmon K'sherin. This is a Shlomim right now. Pesach Shloi Bizmanoi, Pesach She'ov Rosh Nosoi is called Shlomim. So Shlomim Shloi Lishmoi is kosher. By Pesach we have a difference. At Pesach it's by regular korbanos it's kosher. Just all the balim shem chayva. By Pesach it's also possible. So now the question is like this: if Pesach that's not anymore a Pesach, because once Ovish Nosi turned it reverts into a Shlomim, but you shechted it bizmanoi Lishmoi, you shechted the erev Pesach Lishem Pesach. Do you say that it's a regular shah korbanos? Shaloi Lishma is kosher as a Shlomim, or do you say no? Since it is Erev Pesach, and you did a L'shem Pesach, Pesach falls into the picture and it equates to the din of Korban Pesach where the din is possible. That's going to be the Machlokes Tanoim. Zog the Gemara, Mosiv Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Shua, HaPesach She'ov Rosh Nosoi, V'shochta B'Zman L'Shmoi, that means you shechta the Shlomim on Erev Pesach, L'shem Pesach, V'chein HaShechet Achirim L'shem Pesach, B'Zmanoi, very important word, bizmanoi, and you shechted all the karbonos, l'shem Pesach, which is called Zvachim Shenit B'Shloi Shmanos Cherim. But you did l'shem Pesach on zmanoi, is a machloikas. Rabbi Lez a poiso, which is the chiddish, because it has a din like Pesach, Rabbi Shua Machshir. Zok the Gemara, so Rabbi Shua we understand, like I said, because it's regular shah karbonos, shloi shmanos Cherim. Rabbi Lez says, since it's bizmanoi, l'shem Pesach, so it has the din of Pesach in a way, and the halacha by Pesach is Shaloi Lishmoi Pesach Chatz Apostle. Now, Rebbe Lezer would agree, let's say it would be Shaloi Bizmanoi. That means a Shlomim that Yishek L'Shem Pesach, Shaloi Bizmanoi, of course that's kosher. That's a regular case of Shah Karbonus, Shaloi Lishmoi Aksherin. Just because it's L'Shem Pesach on Bizmanoi, so it gets somewhat of the din of Pesach, and Memele will be Apostle. Zog Di Gemara, time, like that's what we're saying right now, time of Bizmanoi. The whole reason why Rebbe Lezer apostles is because it's Bizmanoi. Hoshaloi bizmanoi, he would agree that it's kosher. Now, fact the Gavaldi kasha. We just said as far as hoyel v'amai name hoyel ubizmanoi poiso shaloi bizmanoi nami poiso. Now, this is not the regular hoyel, but the Gemara is saying be'etzem etchayecha hoyel, meaning if bizmanoi he agrees that it passes. We said hoyel l'chumra, right? If bizmanoi he agrees that it passes because not agrees. Bizmanoi Rabbi Lez is of the shita that it passes because bizmanoi it has a din of a Pesach. So then why should Shaloi Bizmano be kosher? Say Hoya L'chumra, Hoya can just wait around till Pesach. If you wait till Erev Pesach, it would turn puzzle. And you don't need a Maisa for that. You don't need a Maisa of a Mila or even guest walk into the house. You just have to wait, status quo. It will turn Erev Pesach. And then it will be puzzle. So since Bizmano is puzzle, so Shaloi Bizmano, so then it should also puzzle. Why do we say Dafka Bizmano is puzzle? Shaloi Bizmano should also puzzle because Hoya Bizmano puzzle. It's not the regular hoyel, but it is, we're comparing the din of hoyel l'chumra that Rabbi Zoya should be. It could be. Now Tosis says Rabbi Shua Machshir. He says even there's a mandoma that Pesach b'shaima is shon and needs an akira. Of Rosh Nosoi, everyone agrees that that's an akira. It's called shlomim l'shem Pesach shochet. That's a regular carbon shlomim. Okay, but that's of Rosh Nosoi is like the biggest akira you can have. Now that's the Gemara's kasha. What happened to hoyel? Enter the Gemara. Omer Apopa, shiny hosom the omako. V'amaitem zevach Pesach hu. It says in the pasuk, V'amaitem Pesach zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem. Asher pasuk al botem Mitzrayim. It says zevach Pesach hu. From hu we darshan hu b'havayosoi. That means loy hu l'Hashem achegim. That means the Pesach cannot be done l'Hashem other korbanos. That's Pesach shaloi l'shmo, which is possible. V'loy achegim l'shmoi. And likewise, others cannot be done l'Hashem Pesach. Now. Bizmanoi, where a Pesach is possible when you do it l'shem acherim, bizmanoi shu possible l'shem acherim, on that same zmanoi, acherim apsulim l'shmoi, shlomim l'shem Pesach is possible. However, that's only bizmanoi, because you compare it to Pesach. Pesach bizmanoi l'shlomim is possible, because you need l'shmo. So to the others, it's going to be possible shlomim l'shem Pesach when it's bizmanoi. That's afka bizmanoi. However, shaloi bizmanoi, shu kosher l'shem acherim. Reb Lez agrees, shaloi bizmanoi, shlomim is kosher l'shem acherim. Of course, it's shaloi bizmanoi. That's a regular case of shlomim. That's shaloi l'shmo, it's kosher. So acherim k'sherim l'shmoi. So likewise, acherim shaloi bizmanoi, or kosher l'shem Pesach. Is exeris a kosev. Hu b'avi yosa yehei. B'avi yosa yehei, we derive from here that it's just like the Pesach shaloi l'shmoi, so to the shlomim l'shem Pesach are similar. Dafka bizmano it passes, shaloi bizmano it doesn't. So don't ask me hoyo. No, b'avi yosa yehei, that shlomim l'shem Pesach, shaloi bizmano is kosher. Zog di gemorah the following story. Reb Simloi also l'kameh de Reb Yochanan. Reb Simloi came in front of Reb Yochanan. Omalei, he told him, Nisni mar sefer yuchsin. Show me sefer yuchsin. Sefer yuchsin was Bryce's that explained the psukim in Divrei Hayomim, all about the yuchsin of the Shvatim. Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Simloi, Meheichanat, where are you from? Omalei mi Lud, I come from Lud. Veheichan moisvichem, where do you live? Where do you originate from Lud? Where do you live? Min ha'adoi. Omalei told him back, Eini doinim, we don't teach these things, loy leludim v'loy nahadoim. And you're a lucky winner. You have both two strikes against you. Nardoi was in Bovel. So he told him, "Vekoshkin the atmi Lud umoisach ben Nardoi. You're originally from Lud and you live in Nardoi, so it's not negay. We're not teaching you this." Azoi od the Gemara gizok. Now, Reb Shul Leib Diskin
on the side of his Gemara in Avodah Zarah,
daf lamed vav, I think it was. I have his Gemaras. I published it. I printed it by my daughter's chasana.
So he writes in the side of Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav,
Ayin Psochim Samach Beis. Over there, the Gemara says that Lamed Vav it is. Over there it says Simloi Ludoi. Over there, Simloi is called Simloi Ludoi. Shainu Ludoi Demizalzli. That's what the Gemara says. Shainu Ludoi Demizalzli. So he says Ayin Psochim Samach Beis. So I understood from this to mean that he's coming to say, why does he not want to teach the brises of Yuchsin to the Ludoyim? So you come from Ludoy? Because Ludoyim are mezalzelim. So Mele, he didn't want to tell him, if you're mezalzel, you're not a Ben Torah, you're not a Yerushalayim, mezalzel, he didn't want to tell him about Yuchsin is going to be mezalzel, this person is no good, this person is kosher lover, because the mezalzelim, or this person has a psul, the mezalzel. That's the what his horror was. Reb Shaul Alter went over the Sefer before I printed it, so he wrote on the bottom of my Agor, he wrote that what he's coming to say is that we see from the Gemara in Psochim that Reb Simloi was from Lud. So over there, when the Gemara says Simloi Ludoi, he says, I'm Psochim Samach Beis. Poshet, he was from Lud, like we see in that Gemara. But upon him, he didn't want to teach him. Now Rashi by us says two reasons. Rashi says he doesn't want to teach to Ludim. Litchuye Chavin, he still wanted to push him off. So why? Maybe because the Mezalzel. Lishtachin lefish enim yuchosim. Meaning they gufu were not miyuchosim, so being as gala there not being miyuchosim, so he didn't want to tell it to them. Zog di Gemara, kafye, he forced him. Tinus the mice as follows. Kafye, this simloi tied up Reb Yochanan, va'altzi, and he forced him to teach him. Omalei, so he's, okay, so I'm going to teach him now. And he's tying me up, I'm not going to not teach him. Omalei nisnai begimel yachi. I want it taught in 3 months. No, not beregelachas in one day, but give me 3 months and I'll get it. Zog de Gemara, shokal kala potak bay. He took earth. He took earth and he threw it at him. Shokal the kala. Kala is a glashi muta. Muta means regev adoma, it says in the bottom. So he took a chunk of earth and he threw it at him to tell him, what are you crazy? In 3 months I'm going to teach you this. So shokal kala potak bay. Omalei, he said as follows. Uma bruya de bisa de Rameya. Bruya, the famous wife of Rameya. Bat the Rabchinin Mentradin, the daughter of Rabchinin Mentradin. The Tanya class Meir Shmeitzer, Biyoima. She learned 300 Shmeitzers in one day from 300 Ravoisa. Vafilo Achela Yotzi de Chavosa. And yet, when she learned this Shmeitzer, this Braisa of Sefer Yuchsin, Lo yotzi rechavosa betlashnin. 3 years she couldn't accomplish to learn this. You want to learn it in 3 months? She was such a great rebbetzin, and she couldn't do it in 3 years. Va'at amad betlosi yachi. So the Gemara doesn't say what happened at the end, but kishokil va'ozil. When Simloi left, omalei, so he asked Rabbi Yochanan as follows, Rabbi, ma ben lishmoi v'shalai lishmoi. That's why he comes in over here in our sugya. Ma ben lishmoi v'shalai lishmoi. Lo'oichlov v'shalai lo'oichlov. The halacha is that when it comes to Korban Pesach, lishmoi v'shalai lishmoi is no good. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, twice a shlishim, but the point is, lishmoi v'shalai lishmoi is no good. Lo'oichlov v'shalai lo'oichlov. When you have, in two avodas for sure it's not good. But lo'oichlov v'shalai lo'oichlov, over there it is good. That's a Mishnah. If you, as long as you have in mind, also lo'oichlov. What's the difference? Omalei hoivim tzum rabbonanat. I see you're a Talmud Chacham. Tove emaloch. I'll explain you the difference. The difference as follows. Lishmoi v'shalai lishmoi. What, four differences. Similar to what we had before, the four differences. But here it's a little different. Zogma as follows. Lishmoi v'shalai lishmoi. Psula begufoi. That's a psul in the guf. L'shem korban. Or l'shem a different carbon, that's a psul in the gufa carbon. La'oichlov v'shloi la'oichlov. What's in between la'oichlov v'shloi la'oichlov, that it's good, as long as you have it in mind for chelik of the people that are la'oichlov, is that called shinu b'aylim? And when it comes to l'shmoi v'shloi l'shmoi, it's not good. You can't have a machshov v'shloi l'shmoi. So what's the difference? Zog di gemara, the difference as follows. L'shmoi v'shloi l'shmoi is psula b'gufoi. It's a psul in the guf a carbon. La'oichlov v'shloi la'oichlov ain't psula b'guf. It's not a psul in the guf. It's about the people that are eating the carbon, the bialim of the carbon, but not the heft of the carbon, the guf a carbon. That's one difference. And that's why we hear l'shmoi v'shloi l'shmoi is no good. La'oichlov v'shloi la'oichlov is good. Second difference. L'shmoi v'shloi l'shmoi yef shalavari sugoi. You can't be mevara the issa. Meaning, since it's in the guf a carbon, you can't be mevara which part of the animal is l'shmoi and which part is shloi l'shmoi. You could be mevar the iser. You can say that this chelik is for this people, lo'ichlov, and this part of the animal is shloi lo'ichlov. So you could be mevar the iser. That's the second difference. So look at Rashi, the mamaschil, yef shalavar. Yef shalavar is a Rashi, the ma chelik lishmoi, u ma chelik shloi lishmoi. Aval oichlov, yef shalavar, chelik oichlov tzadzeh. The people that are allowed to eat it are eating this side. The chelik, the cholin zaken that I had in mind, even though it doesn't passel the carbon, the chelik cholin zaken is betzad acher. So that's one side. Now Rashi maybe is by warning what you're being more, that what do you mean? The whole animal at the end of the day is kosher? We're just saying this chelik cholin zaken I had in mind over here. Inami levarim emes machshaftarim ein. What's his machshol bechlal emes in that? Im ein bo mamesh kagoin. If he's going to feed the animal to ruin, nimtzes machshavta betelam afreya. V'she'en ruin, yachsa demeyen v'kach shamati. Meaning, they get a refund for their chipping in. That's the second shot. Zok demor, the next difference is l'shmoi v'shloi l'shmoi yeshna b'dalad avoydus. L'shmoi v'shloi l'shmoi, all dalad avoydus, we know, has a psul of shloi l'shmoi, right? Shchita kabbalah aloch and zrika. That's shinu kodesh. L'oichlov v'shloi l'oichlov, Bakor and Pesach is only negated by the Shechita. Tochoysu alaseh. Eino ba'ar ba'avoydus. It's only by the Shechita. It's not by the Dalan avoydus. Lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi yeshna b'tzibur k'bi yochid. We know shaloi lishmoi is negated by Korban Tzibur k'bi yochid. There's no difference. Right? Masha ein kein, since lo'oichlov is a psul in Korban Pesach, lo'oichlov v'shaloi lo'oichlov, eino b'tzibur k'bi yochid. Korban Pesach is not a Korban Tzibur, it's a Korban yochid. Every individual brings his own carbon. Zok Tosfos. Lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi yeshna b'tzibur teima l'ri ma'i ira de'ena b'tzibur teipakle da'afilu b'yochid e'noi noyig ela b'pesach greide. Tosfos says more than that. The whole din is only by Korban Pesach. But the point is Korban Pesach is not a Korban Tzibur. Every individual brings on carbon. But so we see how these are the four differences. Rav Ashi Omar, and he says as follows. Psuloi b'gufoi v'ef shalavarel isuroi chad emilsi. Meaning, it's really one thing. Psula begufo, it's a psul in the goof, not in the oichlam. Lishmoi is a psul in the goof. And yef shalavara yisuroi is one chadamilsa. Since it's in the goof, so merely you can't be mavar. Which part is lishmo? The matam oma psula begufoi, pshum di yef shalavara yisuroi. Zog di gomorra. Oma romi ba rav yehuda, oma rav. Miyoyim shenigna sefer yuchsin. After they were nignas, Rashi says they were shochach. And when they forgot Sefer Yuchsin, Toshash Koichon Shachachmei Chachomim, the Koich of the Chachomim was diminished, V'kor Mo'yeneyem, and their inside, their eyesight, Mo'yeneyem, there was also kah, became diminished. Omer Mazutra, and he says as follows. What was so unique? Ben otzel le'otzel. So there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Aleph Lamed Ches, u'le'otzel shisha bonim, ve'ele shmoisim, azrikom boichu v'yishmol u'shaya v'yivadya v'chonim kol ele b'nei otzel. So either means between the two words otzel, they darshened te'inu dalet me'er gamle de drosho. They darshened 400 wagon loads of droshes. Imagine you have 400 wagon loads of gemolim. That's how many droshes we put in there. Now, another pshat is that it doesn't mean this pasuk, but it means the two psukim that both start with otzel and end with otzel. And they have 48 psukim apart. The second divrei yomim is in perek tes pasuk mem dalet. It says, ul otzel shisha banim ve'ele shmoyis mazrikam boichu v'shmol u'shaya v'avadya v'chonon ele b'nei otzel. So between the otzel of the first pasuk and otzel of the second one, which is a parak further, which is still a chunk of psukim, they dashed 400 wagon loads of drushes. Dizak Rashi, ma'otzel otzel, shnei mikroyisenu parashik doyle b'neyen. So between these two parashas, they dashed all this. And all this was taka koye neyem, and they lost the what's it called? The insight of the chachomim was diminished because they were shochach or nignas sefer yuchzin. Now the etzim kasha that the Rebbe Simloi asked Rabbi Yochanan, Ma bein lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy, where we say it's posel, and la'ochla v'shaloy la'ochla, we say it's kosher. So Tosfos Bavarns in Dibur Maskil, ma bein lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy, tema. What's bichlal the kasha? Ma'ika boi. After all, hagoma le'el mikra de mikzas oichem le'pasli. We had a whole Amud Gemara that we learned that mikzas shaloy la'ochla is not a psul. We learned from v'chol orel and v'zois that it comes out at only when it's kulei arelim. Kuloi shloi loichlov is a psul, so that's why shloi loichlov mikzas is good. Mashengel shloi shloi shloi, we don't have this pasuk. So what's bichal the kasha? Azok teisus v'nira le'rashba dimi boyele amaylo gamrin l'shmoi v'shloi l'shmoi. The kasha miloichlov shloi loichlov. Learn shloi l'shmoi v'l'shmoi from the reason like loichlov shloi loichlov is kasha, and that's the kasha. Why do we learn one from the other? Teisus continues. In the Dima Maskel Psula Begufoy, Vyevsha Lavari Yisui Chad Milsi. We had a machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Ashi. Rabbi Yochanan said four differences, and Rav Ashi said, no, Psula Begufoy and Yevsha Lavari Yisui is really one Chad Milsi. Because what's the reason why it's Psula Begufoy? Because Yevsha Lavari Yisui. So, Dr. Isfus, what is the Pshat in Rav Ashi? The Sfirele, the Ilaf Taima, the Yevsha Lavari Yisui, if not for the reason that Yevsha Lavari Yisui, like Korile Begufoy. Then you would not say it's a psula guf, but rather hoilu machshovi hikid le'el. We had a Gemara earlier that said on daf samach aleph omid beis. The Gemara said the difference between shinu kodesh and shinu bailim is also four differences. Over there they were similar, but a little difference. The differences over there were that shinu kodesh is a psula guf. It's yeshna bedalad avoidus. Yes to Lachamisa, we're most over there, yes to Lachamisa, and yes to Betsiba Kubi Yochid. Masheng and Shinubailim is not a Psula Guf, it's not Badala Avoidus, it's not Lachamisa, and it's not Betsiba Kubi Yochid. Now, then the Gemara says over there, even though two of them are Lav Dafka, but two remaining are Dafka. What are the two that are not Dafka? Because Maishno Shinubailim is Lav Psula Gufay. Why is Shinubailim not a Psula Guf? Because it's really a Psul Machshova. So Shinu Kodesh is also a Psul Machshova. And because both of them have a common denominator that is Psul Machshova, so Mamela, we don't consider that a real difference. So Zok Tosfos, that Rav Ashi that says over here that it's Chada Milsa, the Sfirele, the lifetime of the Yevshel of Ari Yisuri, if not for the reason of Yevshel of Ari Yisuri, lo korele begufoi, it would not be called the Psul Aguf. Really, it's like the Gemara said before, when it came to Shinu Bailim and Shinu Kodesh, it's really both of them are Psul Machshova. We don't call it a Psul Aguf. But only because of Yevshel Avari Suvai, we do call it a Psul Aguf. Meaning the difference between La'ochla V'shalai La'ochla, which is a Psul in Korban Pesach, and Shinu Bailim, which is a Psul in all Korbanos, Shinu Bailim, we said, at the end of the day, is not different than Shinu Kodesh, because both of them is a Psul Machshova. Masha Enkein, over here we're saying it's a psul aguf, and we don't say that it's not really a psul aguf, because since it's yevshel avari suroi, so it remains a psul aguf, and it's not a common denominator that it's all totally in the machshava. Itak is yevshel avari suroi, so it remains a psul aguf. Now that's what we're saying over here. It comes to Rav Ashi. But Rabbi Yochanan, that does not differentiate, and it does not call it that Ef Shalavari Suroi and Psula Guf is Chad Milsa. So Tosis Avol Rabbi Yochanan Loi Daik Bahachi VeKorel Shapir Psula Begufoi. He calls it a Psula Guf. Now Veshinu Bailim Nami Ef Shalavari Suroi Ulochi Loi Kachosh VeLeil. Before we said the difference between Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailim, we did not mention the difference of Ef Shalavari Suroi. Because Shinu Bailim, he also can't be Mavari Suroi. Just like Shinu Kodesh. So over here, Shaloi La'oichlov, you could be Mavari Suroi. Like Rashi brings two reasons. Mashenka and Shinu Bailim, it's also Ef Shalavari Suroi. And that's why Shinu Bailim is not one of the, that's why Ef Shalavari Suroi is not one of the differences that we mentioned on the Gemara, Daf Samach Aleph. All right, we'll stop over here towards the bottom of the Omid. Tanya Acherim Omrim.